The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
Jeff Bezos, the founder and CEO of the multinational technology company Amazon, has a lot to be happy about since last reported his net worth,
yes,
prepare yourself, is $200 billion.
Ooh, that is amazing. We throw the B word around, like billion, like it's nothing anymore. How much is that bomber over there? That's $100 billion. You know, and what's our budget? 19 trillion. Like, we get numb to words. To spend $200 billion, I've thought about this, would take a long time for normal people buying normal things. Now, if you go out and buy a rocket, okay, they're just going to set you back $10 million. But like, for most people, that's a lot of money.
Oh, a whole lot of
well,
money.
Well, for everyone, that's a lot of money.
Let's be honest. But with that money also comes power, and someone took it upon themselves to put together a montage of Bezos' laugh all the way back from his start in 1994 to current day, because this person believes the audio proves that Jeff Bezos' laugh is gradually sounding more evil.
I get that, because you become Dr. Evil as you get more money. I don't know.
I don't know, so see what you think.
Oh, so great.
It's a
That's really good. That's supposed to be bad fun. And then disclosure.
Wow. I will say the dramatic music and reverb helps a little.
Yeah, a little bit.
But that is still extremely funny.
That's a $200 billion laugh.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you, Lady Rock, for the laugh. This is The Wally Show. And you know how you can hear a song a bunch of times and it doesn't register with you specifically, and then all of a sudden your life changes a little bit, and then you hear something and it takes on a whole new meaning. Mm-hmm. That actually happened to me the other day. I've heard that Matthew West song, Truth Be Told, a bunch of times.
Line number one, you're supposed to have it all together. And when they ask how you're doing, just smile and tell them never better.
And I thought about this because it's all based on all the lies that we are either told or we tell ourselves. But what is the truth? And that's the whole point of the song. It's the lie we believe, but the truth is.
And I think a lot of us don't even realize the lies that we are believing,
sure,
until we actually sit down and think, why am I in a bad mood? Oh, because I'm believing all of these lies. I know I was told by a friend to just sit down and write down all the things I thought about myself. And I realized there's so much negativity.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to battle that with the truth.
Yeah, we tell other people all the positive things.
Right.
And we tell them God loves you and can forgive you. But we don't always believe that ourselves.
Yeah.
I had that same thing the other day. I had that ridiculous epiphany. I believe that God holds me to a higher standard than other people, and I can never live up to it. And I had this epiphany. It's like, he will take your sins away the second you ask, just like he does for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And then you can stop this battle and this running and all this other stuff, you know. And it was just, that was the lie, but the truth is. And so that's what we want to do with you right now. What is the lie that maybe you've been believing or telling yourself? And then what is the truth you found? Or maybe you don't even know what the truth is. Maybe we can help you find what that truth is right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. Same number to call or text, but we love having you on. If you want to put that in your favorites so you can get right through on days when our phones get busy, that's awesome. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is the lie you believe? And then what is the truth you found? So what's yours, Nathan?
Like, that everyone else is perfect, but my life is messed up, you know? That I'm trying so hard to put off this, oh, I'm great, you know, I'm healthy, I got everything going, except for, look, you see all these people on social media, and that's another thing that has very disrupted a lot of Christians in our time, because social media gives a fake, false sense of reality, you know? Like, on.
Well, yeah, because it's designed that way. Everybody posts their highlight reel and all the great stuff in their life and how good things are. But so many times, if you were to zoom out from that photo they just posted, you'd see a lot of mess, too, mm-hmm. you know? And it's natural that we only see the bad in ourselves. And so all we're doing is comparing the bad that we think about ourselves to everyone else's highlight reel. And that is going to drive you down into, you know, despair, depression. And so the truth of that is that everyone is a mess. And I love that. That's right in the Matthew West song mm-hmm. as well. And the yeah. truth is everyone has their mess and God loves us all the same. Just some of us are better at hiding it than others.
Yeah, I can definitely say that's something I agree with.
To make you feel better about your life, Betty Rock is going to share something from her life where she is just a complete sinner.
I didn't agree to that.
Hey, Betty, how you doing?
What is yours, Sherry? What's that lie, first of all?
I got into the government basically in a very low position, and so many people tell me I'm worth so much more and that there's so much more I can do. But I get so fearful on leaving what I'm so kind of secure in. So many times I will find the truth when I start opening up, when I start maybe applying for other things. And that's just me trying to wait for God's word, for God's direction.
You're describing Betty Rock perfectly. She is an angel, a bird ready to soar.
Yeah.
But she has been stuck with me as a turkey. Like they say, it's hard to soar with the eagles when you're surrounded by turkeys because she's afraid to go bigger than this. But she could because she's a star.
And that's the thing, though. We find reasons to stay where we are because that helps keep us safe. And, you know, if anything, I can go back to my old job.
Yeah, see, that's the crazy thing. Like, well, I'd never have Betty back. Once she leaves, she's dead to me.
Deuces!
So what's yours?
Mine was I've battled anxiety, which was I have agoraphobic, where I couldn't leave the house. And I was a stay-at-home mom, and it was very hard for watching my husband and children go do things when I was stuck in the house and couldn't leave because I was physically get sick. It got so bad that I kind of turned away from God because I felt like, I mean, I knew he loved me, but I just felt like he couldn't take care of me. And at the beginning of this year, after, hearing the truth song and hearing the even if song, that it doesn't matter if God doesn't heal me, he's still with me and he's still going to take care of me, and I can trust him for that.
See, that's a great realization and a great truth to find. We always talk about finding, what's my truth? You know, everybody says that phrase now. But our truth can be wrong, honestly. And the truth of God is always right. So the fact that you're like, yeah, even if I'm not healed from my agoraphobia, Christ is still with me. And he loves being at home with me, you know, which is perfect for you.
That's true. And speaking as someone who has dealt with anxiety, I completely get where you're coming from. I know the release that comes from just trusting God with your future, because the future can seem so scary if you sit in your thoughts long enough. But when you can just hand it over to God and trust him, there's this weight that's lifted off of your shoulders and you feel like you can actually live and move on.
Absolutely.
Boy, as an agoraphobic, the pandemic and quarantine had to be like, yep, now y'all get it.
And now for some good news. Yeah!
This is The Wally Show, and it's easy to get frustrated, angry, depressed when you watch the news. That's why we do Good News Giddy Up, three rapid-fire good news stories designed to make you feel a little more hopeful today. We're going to start with you, Lady Rock. Good News Giddy Up, go.
I've got the most hopeful story for sure. The number of Americans who got vaccinated last week outnumbered new cases almost 10 to 1.
Wow, there you go. Turning the tide, making some progress, finally. Good night. It's hard to believe it's been like over almost a year now. Here's another medical-related good news, giddy up. Because of quarantining, social distancing, wearing masks, staying at home, other diseases that we normally deal with have plummeted.
Really?
One pediatrician was like, it's like almost every other virus being transmitted among people has just gone into hiding. So,
that's awesome.
Way to go us. This has been amazing. All right, Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
Have you guys heard of those little free libraries that you can find in like neighborhoods?
Yes.
Yeah. If you don't return the book, though, the charges are astronomical.
Well, there's a town in Michigan that's doing that, but instead of books, what you have are sleds in a little crate near one of the more famous hills in this town.
That's so
that kids
great.
Or maybe 25-year-old adults like me can grab a sled, have some fun, but they do ask you to return the sled when you're done.
And there has to be a waiver. Like, there's no way.
Insurance or something.
Yeah. Sorry, good news, giddy up. Don't stop thinking like that, Wally. Yay, good news, giddy up. It's great. Have sled and enjoy your day. We all know that 2020 was, in a word, dumpster fire, and I don't know if that's dumpster hyphen fire or just dumpster fire, but it was rough. And, you know, the pandemic, shelter-in-place orders, working from home, virtual school with the kids, it was difficult. And all these things can enter a lot more stress into your life.
That's why the need has never been greater for licensed mental health counselors. And this is what's so great. Colorado Christian University is now offering master's degree programs equipping people to become licensed mental health counselors. In fact, you can even specialize in either marriage and family therapy or helping people that are struggling with addictions and substance abuse.
And don't forget, at Colorado Christian University, you can also cultivate your mind without compromising your heart while earning that degree from an accredited university that aligns with your values.
Just go to ccu.edu to learn more about the new master's degree programs that equip you to become a licensed mental health counselor. That's ccu.edu.
Every story needs a hero.
You're a true hero.
And this one definitely checks that box. It's The Wally Show.
As a parent, when your phone goes off with an Amber Alert, it really makes you pause because you know that fear of losing your child, and nobody wants to see any family go through that. Well, two Louisiana sanitation workers are being hailed as heroes today for saving a 10-year-old girl who had been abducted from her family's home.
Oh, my.
I know. It's crazy. So the Amber Alert goes out describing the car that she was last seen in, and the sanitation workers were on their normal route, and they spotted the car in the middle of a field. And so you're like, I'm sure you could write it off as, you know, oh, I'm sure that's not it. And, you know, right. Let's just keep on doing our job. But they didn't do that. They're like, something isn't right. That car shouldn't be there. And they pulled their sanitation truck up and blocked the car in so it couldn't escape. How genius is that? And then they called the police, and turns out the little girl was returned home safely.
Oh, that is wonderful. I know I'm one of those that thinks, oh, maybe we'd be better off without smartphones. But this is one amazing thing about smartphones is because when you have one, everybody gets that notification, and everybody is all banding together to look for the same thing and help the same person.
Yeah, I love that. The company said that they're really proud of their employees because they do always try to interact with people while they're on their routes. But this was definitely an exceptional heroic thing that these guys
did.
Awesome.
So
there you go. I love that because it's really easy to think that your job doesn't mean anything and that you go through your, you know, mundaneness of your job. But you can find opportunities throughout your day to help people. And it doesn't always involve saving a child from an Amber Alert. Sometimes it's just being a little kinder to somebody in the middle of your day and making their day a little bit better. And, you know, we do that enough. We make the world a better place. So that's going to do it for your news. This is The Wally Show, and parents want kids to follow their rules. But in this case, these parents are asking that people follow the rules written by their kid. This little girl named Ellie suddenly got sick at school, and when her health wasn't improving, they took her to the children's hospital, and tests revealed she had autoimmune disease, including lupus, and it was just ravaging her little body. And sadly, 8 days later, Ellie passed away.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and so that's a lot to deal with. But when the parents came home, they found a list that Ellie had secured to her bedroom door before she died. And it said, life rules. Have fun. No fighting. No pushing, shoving, or hitting. always love. Like, I know that had to be heartbreaking, but then it also had to be great for them to go, that's who our daughter was and what she was about and what she understood was important.
And I think what's so cool, too, is as we grow older, we become more jaded or we make things more complicated. But as a kid, you just think simply. You just think, okay, life is simple. No hitting, no scratching,
exactly.
No fighting.
I wish you would learn that, Rock.
Right. But I think that there's so much we as adults can learn from kids. Yeah. You know, they haven't complicated life yet.
So that's why we do Are You Kidding Me? Okay, this is where we ask kids to call, okay? So if you're a kid, you are needed now and your opinion is important. Like, we want to hear what you have to say. So what is maybe your rule of life? What is a rule you would add to Ellie's list here that you think is important, you know, for adults? adults to maybe learn from or other kids to learn from. And who knows, man, maybe you might inspire something big today and some life change as well. So this is your chance. If you listen all the time and, you know, you're there with your parents, this is your chance to be on the radio with us now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. You can text us because that's what kids do. But I'd really rather talk to you, okay? 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your kid rule for life? What would you add to this list?
I would add to always be creative and save some downtime to be creative.
Oh, that's cool. I'm assuming you're a real creative kid?
Yeah.
How do you like to express your creativity? Do you do artwork? Do you do music?
Actually a little of both, but mostly artwork, like whether it's clay or just painting.
What's your favorite thing to sculpt if you're using clay?
I make earrings.
You know, Wally wears earrings. He could be a great customer for you.
Or a model.
Yeah.
Or a model.
Okay, we'll get back to you on that.
Liam, what would you add to this list?
Hi, I'd say serve others.
Serve others. Now, how old are you, Liam?
I'm 11.
See, that's great, man, that you understand this at a really young age. Because do you know that's what Jesus was all about? He was like, take care of the least of these, the poor, the widows. And if you do this, you're going to be more like me. And I love that you already get that.
I just feel that serving others, it's an important thing to do, especially right now when everybody's just hurting.
So, Liam, have you done a service project yourself?
Yeah, I serve at a homeless shelter.
Nice. That's amazing. And that's a thing that could be kind of scary for kids. And I love that you don't let that stop you. And you're like, I believe we're supposed to take care of people. And you can do that even as a kid. I love that, man.
Thanks.
What kid rule for life would you add to this list?
Have fun with family.
Oh, yeah. I love that you added family in there. Like, because, I mean, you can have fun with your friends, and that's great. But I love that you understand, even at your age, how old are you?
9, about to be 10 tomorrow.
That's crazy. Your voice is deeper than Gavin's.
It actually is, though.
Jackson, what's your favorite thing to do with your family when you're having fun?
Probably play board games.
Yes. That never gets old. And I know we got Nintendos and I know we've got like PS4s and Xboxes and stuff, but there's something about a board game sitting around the table and hanging out with your family and picking on one member of the family and always sending them home. That's what happens to me. And sorry, my daughter and my wife gang up on me.
Jackson, don't let your competitive nature get the best of you, okay? Remember that fun is at the center of the situation.
But I would remind you that fun is also at the center of the word dysfunctional.
That's funny.
Hey, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Jess.
Hey, what's up, Jess?
I was calling really just to tell you guys thank you. I was driving in this morning, and you guys played Even If by Mercy Me. And even though I'm really familiar with the song, it definitely spoke to me differently this morning because me and my husband, we had struggled to conceive our daughter, and we've been struggling with infertility, trying to conceive again for the past year and a half, and we just found out that unfortunately we miscarried. It was very early on. So hearing that song this morning, it definitely spoke every word that my heart was feeling that I haven't really been able to relay to people, because I think people think whenever you're sad because something like this happens that your faith is wavering or that you don't trust God. But I know I'm still in his hands. It just made my heart feel a little bit more whole this morning.
I hate that you needed that song, but boy, I'm so glad that it's there, you know, because it is truth. And you hit the nail on the head. You can hear a song 1,000 times, but when your life circumstances change, that song will take on new meaning for you. And I'm so glad you got to hear that, because I think God gives us ears to hear what we need when we need it, you know?
If nobody else needed to hear that song today, I definitely did. We listen to you guys all the time. You guys are always on in the background, and I really do. I appreciate each and every one of you all.
Oh, well, thank you. Even Gavin?
Yes, even Gavin.
Come on. I'm kidding. You know what? That is a great song, and maybe somebody else needs to hear this today, too. It's Mercy Me, Even If, on WayFM.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing bad. I've stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken.
It's today's Music Insider, or TMI. with Gavin.
When it comes to baptism, I think that everyone has like a unique story and a reason as to why they did it and why it's personal to them. And maybe you were a kid when you did it at like a youth group camp, or maybe you're an adult who, you know, found Jesus a little later in your life, or maybe you've done it twice. And that was actually the case for Luke from For King and Country. He did it in Australia and in the United States.
Oh, yeah, you have to, actually. If you have dual citizenship, you know, a little known fact.
National fact.
National fact. If you have dual citizenship, you have to be baptized in each country that you reside in.
Or Jesus doesn't recognize you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm glad that he finally got that right. I was worried about him.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Why did he do it besides that?
You know, well, he did it, you know, as a kid when he was in Australia, but I think the interesting thing comes when he did it the second time.
I was baptized in Australia, the Pacific Ocean, by my grandfather, but as an adult, I felt the need to get baptized in my home church. And as I'm coming out of the water, I felt something change in me. I think that the act of baptism is ultimately a proclamation, and for me, it was proclaiming hope mm-hmm. over my life.
Oh, that's kind of cool, man. Like, because as an adult, obviously, he's a strong believer, is a member of For King and Country, but it's cool to see him kind of I hate to use the word rededicate, but just basically
re-acknowledge the fact that he has put God first in his life.
Yeah, I love that. And that's no easy fact to baptize him.
Oh, super tall.
Yeah, he's like 6'9" tall.
Can you imagine if you were baptizing him?
He would have drowned. He literally would have drowned. There's no way I could have gotten him back up.
He would have drowned at you.
Yeah. Yeah, he takes his boat down. All right, that's going to do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin.
Great googly moogly.
Googly moogly.
Great googly moogly.
This is The Wally Show, and you have a chance to win a prize here. And Betty Rock and I might be able to actually help you out. So pay attention to how well one of us does here. It's Great Googly Moogly. Gavin will ask Google an open-ended question. We will try to guess how Google auto-filled the responses. And if Betty Rock and I get an answer right on the top five list, we get a point. If we get the number one answer, we get 2 points. But if we say the same thing, it negates both of our points. I know.
Don't get into my head then.
Let me clear mine then.
Touche.
I think you mean tooch. No. All right. Gavin, what do you got? First one.
Okay, the question is, why am I tired of blank?
I have to always decide between the joke or winning the game.
Do you want a point or do you want to just be funny?
Today I want a point.
Okay.
All right. And remember, too, these are things, because Google creates algorithms based on who's Googling. So these are Gavin's Googles. So it's going to like lean towards his. Give me the question one more time.
Okay. Why am I tired of blank?
Okay. Why am I tired of?
Like, what am I tired of?
All right, I'm going to go for the point. Go, Betty Rock.
It better not be mine, because I said, why? What is it again?
Why am I tired of blank?
Why am I tired of my coworkers?
That's great. I did not go with that, because that wouldn't even pop into my head, because I love the people I work with. Mine was staying inside. Why am I tired of staying inside?
Sure.
Because of the quarantine and all that good stuff.
That makes sense.
Gavin, did tired of my coworkers make the list?
It did not.
I knew that.
I'm not tired of you guys.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Yeah. He's a company man.
Yeah.
Did staying inside make the list?
Surprisingly, it didn't, though. Okay, well, okay.
Okay.
So one of the answers was COVID.
Yes.
No. Because did job make the list?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to say no to a point.
Yeah. Okay. No to you.
All right. Well, okay. I'm back to tired of my coworkers.
Okay.
I'm going to Google that
next. I understand.
All right. So no point for either one of us. We have another round to go. Normally, like, one of us is doing somewhat well, and you go, I want them to help me with my round. But who knows? It's anybody's ballgame here.
It's the blind leading the blind.
That's it. We'll do that in 10 minutes here on The Wally Show. Gavin, give us your great googly moogly question.
Okay, why do my coworkers blank?
Mm. Oh, this is easy.
Should I go with the joke or should I go to no?
Yes.
They might both be on there.
That's true. Why do my coworkers?
I got mine.
I'm so interested.
Because again, this is Gavin googling, and so Google will kind of adjust its response is based on what he's Googled in the past.
But I think there's some things that he's hidden from us that we don't really know the real Gavin.
Okay, so why do my coworkers, Betty Rock?
I went first, you go first.
Okay, I put pick on me so much.
I said, why do my coworkers annoy me?
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay. Huh.
kind of going with the
Gavin's
first.
Like, I'm going to give you some grace on this one.
Annoy Me is not on here.
Yes!
That is shocking!
Yes!
Are you trying to annoy me
no,
by saying
I'm not.
It's not? Okay.
Well, I know I do all the time, though. With my voice. Okay, Wally.
Yes.
What was yours again? It was
Pick On Me So
pick
Much.
Pick On Me, Tease Me was on the
yes,
list.
Yes! That's totally
counts.
It! Woo!
Okay, Betty, this is where I almost thought, I thought this is what you would go for. The number one answer was, why do my coworkers eat my food?
What? Oh,
that
did
is
I
your
think of that?
Biggest
yes.
pet peeve.
Yep. Cake gate.
Yes, it is the thing that will send Betty over the
it's
edge.
The worst.
When anyone eats any food out of the fridge that's hers, she loses her ever
loving
mind.
I know who
mind.
Did it. I'm like 99.9%
oh,
sure, even
do.
Though he never admitted to it. And if you're listening right now,
you know what you
watch
did.
Yourself.
Yes, yeah, this is what it gets like. I cannot believe you didn't answer that. All right,
I'm surprised.
1 point for me. That means I won today, and so you're gonna get a chance to play with us right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play, and then maybe Betty and I can help you get an answer right and help you win a prize right now with Great Googly Moogly. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Great Googly Moogly.
Googly Moogly.
Great Googly Moogly.
WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Carmen, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Now, we're doing Great Googly Moogly, where Gavin is going to ask Google an open-ended question, and we're going to see how okay. Google auto-fills it with 5 responses. Your job is to get an answer on this list. Now, you can go with an answer that Betty Rock and I give you, and if it makes the list, you win a prize. If you get the number one answer, you get 2 prizes, okay? Or you can always okay. go with what you think because you think you're smarter than Betty, okay? Or me. Betty or me. I'm sorry.
Rude.
Okay, Gavin, what is our Great Googly Moogly question?
It is, in the future, will we blank?
Ooh, I have a heady response Ooh. To this. Like, but I think it's too smart for Gavin's Google.
Oh, hey.
Because Google adjusts based on what Gavin Googles. I put, in the future, will we relive our past? Which I think
that's
is...
That's a good one.
That's really profound. But I think I'm going to go with something that more people, I think, would Google. Live on Mars.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, because we talk about... Okay. I love space travel. Mm. Betty Rock.
I said, in the future, will we fly? I think a lot of us want to fly. We just can't.
That's what I was thinking. Or in the future, will cars fly? That's a good
one, too. Ooh. Okay, so a derivative of Betty Rock's there. So mediocre minds think alike.
Rude.
I'm sorry, Carmen.
Ooh. No, your guys are good. They're all great answers. I'm going to go with my gut, and I'm going to say with cars fly.
Okay, going kind yeah. of with Betty's, mostly with yours. All right, yes. Gavin, did Live on Mars make the list?
It made the list, and sound the alarm. The number one answer!
Uh-oh.
You should have gone with me!
Uh-oh.
Okay, but that's not bad news, though. You could still win a prize if your answer makes the list. You just don't get 2 prizes, okay?
Right.
So here we go. Did Betty Rock's Will We Fly make the list?
Okay, so... Jetpacks was the number 3 answer.
Okay, jetpacks make you fly.
I think I would have given that to Betty.
Yeah. I would too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But flying cars
yes.
was just above the number 3 spot
what?
At number 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
How great is that? I love that we're so fascinated with flying in different ways other than planes. Like, planes aren't good enough all of a sudden, you know? Well, Carmen, congratulations. You went out on your Woo! Own and you got a prize.
Woo! Yay, I'm so excited. Thank you, guys.
This is The Wally Show, and every office has that person that should be working, and they are online laughing and giggling at different videos and stuff they see. And for us, that's Betty Rock, but as luck would have it, it's part of her job.
Well, so actually, it works out for me.
We made it part of her job because she was going to do it anyway, and so that's why we
that's
came
true.
Up with Betty's online waste of time, those things that she finds that she feels the need to share with you because they're just funny.
And this one is such a winner. Okay, it's a video that's going viral of a Texas lawyer trying to have a serious court discussion with a judge over Zoom. But the lawyer has accidentally activated a kitten filter.
So great.
Which turns this old man's face into a cat. And he just can't seem to figure out how to turn it off.
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I can see that.
I'm not a cat.
So
I'm
he's like, I want to proceed. Ooh. I'm not a cat. for legal reasons, I am here. Now, you've got to see the video. It's on our socials. If you go to Facebook, just search Wally Show. You can see it there. Also on Instagram. But another funny thing that a friend pointed out to me is that you can see in the corner that it says you cannot record this discussion or there's like a $500 fine.
It's a legal proceeding.
Right, or 180 days in jail. But to me, that fine, day in jail,
totally worth
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. This is priceless. And it's so funny. Because I get it. Like, the guy couldn't get the filter off. And it sounds like that Geico commercial where the people are turning into their parents. He's like, it's probably a filter. I don't know how to do it, Judge. I have no idea what's going on in this boxing machine here.
I'm not a cat. It's me.
So, so good. And Betty loves it because Betty was the person that was in every Zoom meeting early on as a potato.
It was so much fun.
So if you want to see it, you can see it on our socials. Just search Wally's Show. And that's Betty's online wasted time.
Oh, electronic mail.
Wally at WayFM.com. Or not WayFM.com. Wally at WayFM.
What is this? www.
It's like I forgot how to do email all of a sudden. Because I was so excited to talk about this. Betty Rock will not believe we're still having this conversation. But if you keep emailing about it, we're going to discuss it.
What?
Lint. Dryer Lint.
My goodness. What in the world? This has been a week ago.
This is amazing.
Who knew people had so much passion about how to clear their lint traps?
A lot of things to say about it, apparently. This is from Allie. Allie says, hey, Wally, if you want to change the lint trap, because I had said I lick my fingers and run it across it, and it takes care of it.
Simple, she goes, easy.
You're moving wet clothes into the dry dryer. Your hands will be wet from the dryer. Just use your wet fingers from that. You know, but sometimes I wait a long time.
Allie, there are things in life that maybe you would want to, you know, look at.
Okay, well, you know what?
Reevaluate your
Jean wants
situation.
To relook at this as well. And she says, you know what? I always start my day with you guys. WayFM's on my desk all day and my number one preset in my car. Thank you, Jean. She said, you know what? Here's a great idea for all your Lent. Save it for a fire starter.
What?
Like when you go camping and stuff like that.
But who does that?
It ignites really quickly. And she's like, I live out in the country and I have my emergency plans in place.
No, so she does not.
She keeps her Lent for a fire starter.
Oh, we should test this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Is there a secret underground club of people that care about what to do with Lent?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, it's Lent lovers of the world, and we all know this.
And we unite.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? When everyone else is giving up things for Lent, we're just Lenting. You know?
See? Nice.
Yeah.
Great good slogan. One.
Yeah, there you go. All right. If you ever want to email me about things other than Lent.
Please.
Or if you wanted to continue this. Wally at WayFM. It's hard to believe, but despite the pandemic, the real estate market is still hot. Hey, it's Wally, and my friends 4 houses down from me had 8 offers and sold their house in just 4 hours. That is shocking, but it's also a great reminder that it isn't all bad, and if you're looking for a house, you have to be prepared to move quickly. That's just one of the things I love about United Faith Mortgage. Besides being faith-based and family-owned, they are very nimble and can help you not miss out on the home of your dreams in a fast-paced real estate market. United Faith Mortgage can also use their direct lender advantage to save you money in the process. So if you need a mortgage to get that new home or you want to find out what your refinancing options are to redo your current home, United Faith Mortgage should be the first people you talk to. And I have a feeling they might even become the only people you talk to. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
This is an awesome story. I think this is something late Jeopardy host Alex Trebek, he would be in full support of. It was recently announced that the clothes that he wore on set for the Game TV show will be donated to an organization called the Doe Fund.
I like that because he always looked sharp. Like, he had nice suits.
Right.
So that's cool.
And if you don't know what the Doe Fund is, it's an organization that provides dress clothes to the homeless to help them do better in a job interview so that they can land that job. And that think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's so cool. Because, I mean, can you imagine, like, some guy that goes from being homeless and is showing up for a job interview in, like, a $2,000 suit? Like, how great would that be? Right.
And, and it would be a great conversation starter if this belonged to Alex Trebek.
You just look smarter, sir. And I don't even know why.
And some of the clothes that are going to be donated, it'll include 58 dress shirts, 14 suits.
Wow.
300 neckties.
That's a lot.
9 pairs of shoes and 15 belts.
That's the advantage of being a guy if you have to wear suits, is that you can change. You don't have to own a million suits. Yeah. You change your tie. For women, the workplace is harder because you've got to buy like a whole new top to go with that skirt, you know, and then you've got to mix and match.
The shoes have to match. The jewelry has to go with it.
Yeah. I know. So hard. So hard to be you. What are you wearing? A jeans and a shirt you got at Goodwill.
And a camo hat.
Yeah. So rough.
Okay.
But I think that's a great thing for them to do. And I think his son was the one that started this as well.
Oh,
like,
really?
It was his son's idea and was like, hey, I think we should do this. And the producer had said that they were like, there's no better way to honor Alex's legacy, because on his last day of shooting, he said, you know, do good things for people.
Oh, and so I love that's great. That makes me love him even more.
This is the Wally Show, and they say a sign of intellectual or well-educated people is that they never stop learning. I just learned that. And so, but there is some truth there. Like constantly trying to push yourself to learn new things broadens your horizons. I mean, there's a ton of things I would love to learn now as an adult that I didn't learn before.
And especially, too, if you're one of those people that feels like you have an opinion about every subject, kind of like Wally, and you're very misinformed, but that doesn't stop you from sharing your opinions.
Yeah, jack of all trades, master of none.
But if you're learning constantly, then maybe you get more knowledge behind those things that you're giving opinions to.
Well, Gavin came across this thing called Masterclass, masterclass.com.
Yeah, just go to masterclass.com, and what you can do is you can, you know, pay your monthly fee for it, but what you get access to are just hundreds of experts who create these video series classes for, like, a bunch of topics. You can go, like, cooking, music, working out, stuff like that, and it's all from experts and even celebrities, too.
Yeah, like, if you went into a cooking one, you could have something from Gordon Ramsay, you
know, that's awesome.
Which is great. Yeah, also, you can get it for free on YouTube. He does a bunch of cooking stuff. But I like this. I think Apple does something like this, and there's so many skills in life that I would love to learn. I'd love to learn welding and be better at welding. Like, I'm okay, but I'd like to be better at it, but I don't have time to, like, go to a full trade school, so maybe this is something that I could do. There's also a masterclass on there that I looked up by Jake Shimabukuro. And what? Don't make me say it twice. Jake from ukulele. He's this young guy who's like a master ukulele player. I also am a ukulele player, but not even remotely in this guy's league. Listen to him bust out this song, see if you can guess what it is. So good. Taking a master class from him would be something I would love to do.
You might should also look into singing.
Yeah, I didn't see one on that, so I'll be self-taught. I want to know what Gavin and Betty you would take as a master class, as well as you, if you're listening right now, and you could take a master class from anyone on anything, what would it be? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM, and we'll take yours now. So, Gavin, what did you find on there that you liked and attracted you?
So, there was a lot of stuff from, like, workout people, a lot of, like, famous athletes, like Steph Curry, he's a basketball player.
Sure.
But if I had to create one for a celebrity, I would create one for Dwayne Johnson.
Yes.
And I'm trying to get in shape right now.
Okay.
Dwayne Johnson can help me with that.
He's in shape.
But the key to getting in shape is you have to have cheat meals every once in a while.
Right.
And Dwayne Johnson is famous for cheat meals.
Okay.
20 pancakes, whole pizzas. But I would like to take a class from him on how to create the best cheat day meal.
Okay, that's not bad. Also, too, like his smolder look.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
Like if you... works on me every time. Like if you could learn that, that would be an amazing skill. Bede Rock, what would you learn and from who?
I would like to take a speech class from one Mr. Mike Rowe.
He has such a great voice,
doesn't
man.
Doesn't he? It can melt butter.
He does so many voiceovers.
A 1,200-mile-wide Arctic hurricane is plowing into the Bering Sea.
Plowing. I wish I had those pipes.
His voice is just... It's so beautiful, and it'd be a lot of eye candy. I mean, I would love to watch the class.
You know what's crazy about him, though? It's like he does all this voice work, and normally you are reading a script and you're doing the voice work for it. He does it differently. He has somebody in his ear reading the script to him, and he is repeating in his own variations of it while they're reading. He's recording his voice. That is so hard.
So you would have to repeat after me saying, Wally is after the... Me saying, worst
Wally is
thing
the
that
worst
I can stand.
That I can
He's
stand
the worst
is
person
the worst.
In the whole wide world.
Betty is the worst. Sometimes I get it wrong. What a great skill that would be just in and of itself. He could teach you that. So that's what we're talking about with you. It's like, what is that thing you would like a master class on and from who? Gwen, what do you got?
Well, I think I'd probably take a master class for either piano or graphic design because my mom actually teaches me piano, and I've been doing graphic design for like a year or so now, and I've wanted to get better in both of those skills.
Okay, that's cool. And they're both creative but very different. You know, a piano, you could take something from Alicia Keys. She's on the master class. Mm-hmm. And design, you could probably take something from Diane von Furstenberg. She's a famous designer, and she could help you build a brand. I've looked into that one. Because I have this idea for men's vests, and it's called Vested Interest.
Wow.
That's not a bad name, is it?
I was really planning to be disappointed, but I'm not.
Why, thank you, ma'am. So, Charmel, what would you like to have a master class on and from whom?
I would like to have a master class on creative writing by Karen Kingsbury.
I know the name Karen Kingsbury. I'm not much of a reader. Like, I know that name. Why do I know it?
She did a lot of books. She did a book called The Bridge, and Hallmark did a 2-part movie on that.
Anything with Fabio on the cover? Because that's most of the stuff I read.
Not even close.
Have you ever tried writing something yourself already?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have a 70,000-plus word novel that I'm working on that got turned down by Hallmark, so I'm doing tweaks on it.
Oh, I got turned down by Hallmark? Did you not make it for Reese Witherspoon? or for...
Candace Cameron?
Yes. The thing I learned about like going to any TV thing, because I used to pitch TV shows, is you got to have the right person attached to the project if you want them to go for it. And so, like a Candace Cameron, a Wally, whatever, you know, you want to get the right person.
No.
Have you seen my work? And I can only imagine.
Okay, Wally, you could be the love interest.
Ew!
I think Betty just threw up in her mouth. Scoop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. This is The Wally Show, and we do The Scoop. It's to help better your life. Little life hacks, if you will. And today, Betty Rock has a very timely scoop.
Yes, it's about Valentine's Day. So if you didn't know, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. So if you have a wife or a girlfriend, a significant other, be thinking about what you want to write in that card. But if you are not a man of many words,
sure,
I have the scoop for you to solve the solution. Okay, so here's the thing. What you need to do is buy 2 Valentine's cards.
Okay.
One needs to be blank, and the other one needs to have a message on it.
Okay.
Okay, what you're going to do is you're going to write with your own handwriting in the blank card what the one with the message
Got it.
And then it's going to sound eloquent, it's going to sound heartfelt, and it's going to sound like you're very educated.
Yeah.
You're really not.
And then make a couple tweaks to it, you know, like that make it personal. Like if you guys met on a tractor, you like add that in there, like, you know, you're the love of my life. I remember seeing you that night on the tractor when we first fell in love. Like, so it still comes off as believable, but then they've done all the hard work of the feelings.
Right. And if you're one to misspell a lot of words like me, maybe misspell some of them so it seems legit.
Exactly. That's really not a bad idea.
It isn't.
Because I have a problem because my wife and I exchange cards, and so there's the thing that's already written in there, but then we've started this thing, we haven't been married 28 years, all of our cards have another full inside and back written of what else we feel that isn't what the card said.
No.
Like, it's a whole other ball game.
You need to write big for that.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, not for me, because she has so many great things that I want to say to her. No, to her.
Oh.
That I write really small.
No.
Yes. But that is a great scoop, Rock. I could see somebody using that this year, man.
Oh, for sure. I think if I was in a tight bind, I'd do it too.
Absolutely.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Healthcare for supporting what we do.